Hello, this weekend we celebrate the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel reading comes to us from Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 27. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct." Back on Labor Day weekend of 1993, I drove a race car at the former Riverside Park Speedway. The whole experience began a few weeks earlier when, in a homily, I mentioned in passing my lifelong association with the sport of auto racing. Sitting in the pew was one of the local TV sportscasters, Steve Rullier, who thought my driving a race car would make a nice story. After some negotiating, the whole thing came together, and I was invited to drive a few laps. Fortunate for the other drivers, I had the track all to myself. Steve requested that I wear my black clothes and Roman collar to the track. Somehow, though, the picture of me walking through the pit area dressed like that didn't seem quite right to me. The thought of it caused me some feelings of dread. I knew that I would feel a little out of place, and that a lot of attention would be drawn to me, as no one else would be dressed like that. I still vividly remember walking through the pit area more than slightly self-conscious to the stares and surprise of all the racing teams. Standing at the end of the pit area, watching this spectacle was Steve, his face very red, saying, "I'm really sorry I made you dress like this." But, you know, it did help the story, and I was allowed to change into a fire suit for the actual driving experience. And Steve told me later on that the people at the track were intrigued and even somewhat impressed by what we did there that day. As Christians, we're all called upon by God to stand out in our world, to be a light in the darkness, to pick up our cross and to follow Jesus. It sounds like an easy enough thing to do, but in practice, it can be a difficult thing to do. And standing apart from others in our world, in our living out of our Christian vocation, we find that we're vulnerable to the criticism, the scorn, and the mockery of our world. In being lights in the darkness, we find that unwanted attention is drawn to us when, through our words and example, we pierce the darkness of closed hearts. When we pick up our cross, that is, our difficulties and struggles, we're reminded by most people watching that it's easier to leave our cross right where it is. Through the example of Jesus and many, many people who've gone before us and even some among us today, we know at some level that while it may be easier to blend in, to stand in the darkness, to leave our cross where it is, we don't really grow spiritually or emotionally by doing that. We may experience the ridicule of others by standing up for our faith and growing in our faith, but in the end, if we profess our faith with integrity, we will prove ourselves undeserving of such ridicule. Now, my intention isn't to sound cynical about our world, but simply to acknowledge that there are many ways in our world, and even in our own church and families, sometimes loudly and sometimes very subtly, that we are discouraged from following God's call to live a life of discipleship and all the burdens that go along with it. There's a value in carrying the burdens and the difficulties of life. There's a value in working through the pains that life brings us. There's a value in the sacrifice it often takes to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. It's a value that can be found only in our experience of giving of ourselves to God, of putting aside our own wants and desires, and truly discerning what God calls us to do. We look to Jesus, who begged God the Father to take away his suffering, to free him from the ravages of the cross. But he knew deep down what the Father wanted from him, and he knew his suffering had value for all of humanity. May we, too, be open to God's will and see in our lives, in our endeavors, and even in our pains and struggles, a value to those around us. May we then open our hearts to receive the call to stand out and to show others the way to God and the way to our fulfillment.